Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Not Wiggins America. Ethan's America. Ethan's America.
I hate that. Every time I know listen to it, it makes me so mad.
It doesn't hold back.
No, it doesn't.
It's pretty clear in its message that
it
we are all
clear.
Disappointed in you.
Having Kevin Sorbo yell disappointed about you
in a remix. Let me ask
that's
you.
That's who that is?
Yeah, that's yes. Kevin Sorbo.
I did not know that.
That's Kevin Sorbo as Hercules.
Oh, I never connected that. That's funny. Okay.
What's the original clip? Is it meme. Him just yelling disappointed?
I think he's like evil Hercules because I think he has a goatee in that
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He just looks up and he yells at this guy, disappointed! And it became a meme.
Uh-huh. And then a song.
Yeah. then Ryan remixed it.
So today on, it's actually the Monday Roundup for people that don't know, because anytime that Ethan hosts, we have to make it clear that we're disappointed that he just sucks, I guess. I don't know. But this is actually Wiggins America, I guess Ethan's America, the Monday Roundup. And Ryan, I think the last time that, you know, we talked about this theme for Ethan's America, I'm not sure if it was you in the host seat or if you were gone and I was filling in for you. But we talked about after the release of the first Wicked movie, or I guess it was around that time, that the press tour was going on, and Ariana Grande and Cynthia, how do you say, Erivo. Cynthia Erivo, how weird those two were interacting with each other during those interviews. Do you ever remember seeing videos of those
two? It was unnatural. It was strange. It was like they were doing characters in interviews. But it was like they were doing their stage characters. I couldn't figure it out because it was bizarre. It was just very
creepy.
Strange.
Super weird.
Codependent.
And, well, the second Wicked has come out, what's called Wicked for Good, I think is what it's called. Which, first of all, very quick between the two movies. I don't know.
They filmed them at the same time.
So the way they're split
is the first act of the play and the second act of the play.
That makes sense. Well, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of refreshing, to be honest, because I think we've gotten so used to movies being, okay, well, you're going to have to wait another 4 years until the second one comes out. I mean, Stranger Things, I know it's not a movie,
oh,
but, you know.
Comes out Wednesday,
and how long has it been since the last season? 4 years?
I don't know the answer to that, but I did look up why it's taken so long for the new one to come out. And it's because apparently there's going to be, I think, 6 or 8 episodes. I don't remember which.
It's 8 episodes.
But each one of them is like a full feature-length film.
Correct.
So
they average around 2 hours long, each of them.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a ton of content.
So I think the first 6 episodes come out on Wednesday. And then I think...
And then 2 more. That's right.
Yes. I think there's one on Christmas Eve that comes out, and then there's one on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So talk about finishing with a bang. Anyway, back to Wicked. So the last time that the movie came out, we played a couple of these videos for you guys just to kind of point out just how weird these two are, and we're going to do it again here. So here is Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande just being Hollywood weird.
Not the time, helicopter.
So, right now, Cynthia Erivo's getting upset, and Ariana Grande is looking at the sky because there is a helicopter going over her, and she is, thank you. And she is telling the helicopter to go away.
It's
not the time, helicopter.
Well, because it looks like, this is a weird clip because the audio doesn't make any sense, but it looks like Cynthia, with her super long crone hands, is covering her face because she's having an emotional moment, and the helicopter is disrupting her emotional moment.
Correct.
And therefore, Ariana Grande is getting mad because we were having a real connection
here. Not the time,
helicopter. And that's the stuff that I see, and I go, why would I watch this movie? Maybe the movie's completely different, but these two are weird.
This one, the audio is a little bit better, but it's these two, straight up having a moment in the middle of a press tour interview.
It's been a pleasure spending time with you. Oh. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and I hope you will be there for the rest of my life.
I hope you'll let my French be one of the things that you're learning how to let in. Forever, I'm here.
Cynthia is literally wiping her tears away.
Wiping her tears
from Ariana Grande's face, not her own tears.
This is what they have done on practically every single interview that they've done. They kind of just look deep into their eyes, and they have these random moments that kind of just leave you as you're watching, like, I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to react to this.
It's so bizarre.
It makes me uncomfortable just watching it. I can't imagine. Mark Reardon used to do these interviews out in Hollywood where he would interview these stars.
Yeah, called junkets.
Can you imagine being the interviewer while these two are just having these deep, intimate moments staring into each other? I would be so uncomfortable having to do one of these.
I would love to do one of those. Are you kidding me?
Well, you would have fun with it, but you were born for moments like those. Normal people are not.
You know, I would do. I would just feed into it. I'd put my hand to my chest and start to cry.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys are in love.
Guys, quiet. They're having a moment.
You just have to say something about the non-binary people. Oh, the non-binary people. This impacted them
You're
so
right,
much.
I shouldn't say
that means so much to me.
I shouldn't have said you guys.
Here's one
persons.
here is one more where Ervia is fixing Ariana Grande's
even through this
necklace
press
in the middle.
Something's
of this.
Bothering her. She's gonna
I'm
fix
so
something.
Sorry.
I know.
Sorry.
She's getting the fixing itch.
It's like,
that
no,
Cynthia
it's
Erivo
right.
gets.
It's not there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because the thing
the
is.
Biggest pinch me moment for each of you on the set. Was it a day you arrived on the set, or some special moment that happened during the filming of this for each of you?
For those that are listening, during this entire clip, Ervio is literally is fixing Grande's
fixing, like,
necklace.
Holding her by the neck, which looks a little weird.
Yeah.
And real quick, before we get to the end of this segment here, the weird thing is, you'll see stars of movies do this a lot, where they'll act like they're maybe a little bit in love while the movie comes out, and then the minute the press stuff is over, they just are not. You know, like, they're not. And so they touch each other, and they're kind of flirting, and it makes people pay attention to it, and the movie gets attention. These two are not even attempting to pretend to be in a relationship, a lesbian relationship. They're just doing that stuff oddly.
Yep.
So it's just weird to watch.
Hollywood, man.
We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.